it was my birthday. Two of my girlfriends, Patty and Denise, and I decided to do Grizzly to Two Rivers on the Colorado River that day. We were kayaking. We met at Two Rivers, and then we shuttled in my pickup truck up to the Grizzly parking lot. We'd throw all of our kayaks and all of our gear. And so we got on the river about 12:30 that day. And so we got in. There were a lot of, you know, commercial people, a lot of private people and rafts. We were really the only kayakers at the put-in. We went down just a little ways. We always play, and we practice rolling at the beginning of our kayaking. 30, 45 minutes in, about 1:15, somebody in a boat, a raft, passed by, and they said, there's a tree on fire. So we stopped, and we looked up, and there was a giant plume of white smoke. And suddenly, in a matter of seconds, there was a flame on the north side of I-70, and then it just became huge. And we sat there in the eddy, and we watched the whole side of the hill on fire within a half an hour. I mean,
really?
It went that quickly. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was mesmerizing almost in a eerie sort of way. The big pyrocumulus clouds coming up in the sky, you know, reminiscent of Lake Christine. So anyway, we sat there and watched it for a while, and it was weird because the traffic was still going both directions on the lower portion of the road. And it was strange because we kept watching the eastbound traffic driving into the flames. And we knew that the sheriff and the highway patrol would be there soon, and within a matter of another 20 minutes, the highway was shut down.
How did you guys get out of the river? I mean, what did you do that day? You know, you're kayaking, you're in the eddy, you're watching the canyon walls burst into flame and the pyrocumulus clouds and the traffic driving through the flames. How did you get from there to, you know, home that day?
We were heading downstream towards Glenwood. So we would just continue down. We'd stop in eddy and watch more of the flames engulf more of the hillside as the flames were heading towards No Name. So we just kept going, and then when we got to Two Rivers, we had two vehicles there. So we got out at Two Rivers, and we just sort of sat there, and that's when we found out that the highway had been shut down and that there was no estimated time of when it was going to be open.
Well, it was a heck of a birthday for you, wasn't it?
It's unforgettable.
And I'm glad you guys got out of the river safely.
Well, getting out of the river, that was never an option. We were in the water. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were the safest place of anybody down in the water, going downstream away from the fire. We never feared for our lives. The only thing that did happen is I got a little sick at my stomach when I was watching it because of it was reminiscent of what I went through 2 years ago.
Or a little re-traumatizing.
And I didn't realize I still had those emotions. Mm-hmm. And so I told the girls, I said, guys, I just need to focus on downstream. I just need to continue downstream, and I need to stop turning around and looking at what's going on.
Well, Janet Lightfoot, thanks very much. Really appreciate the story.
You're welcome.